it's just a rap thing. And we're back with episode 49 of The Sounds of Struggle. I'm the asshole who's honking my horn at people who are just washing off the snow in their car.
And I'm so damn sick of being so damn sick.
You know what's also sick?
What's that?
Mike the Refs football team.
They're so awesome.
They had a virus of Parrish's team's just going to murder the shit out of mine.
And might I say, total infection.
Yep. So I just want to personally be the bigger man out here, which is very hard because he's quite a large individual himself. Yeah. Fat joke. Coughing. Exactly what the Buffalo Bills did last night against
coughing
my Saints. But Mike the Ref actually offered to bet $20, and I don't bet on my teams.
Smart.
So I saved him $20. So use it with $20, find another $5, and go buy yourself a Tag Struggle 3 t-shirt.
Yes.
We have the sizes to fit you.
Yes. Yes, we do. We are a little bit of all right.
Yeah.
Or take the $25 and go to whatamaneuver.net. Yeah, I'm getting it out of the way early.
Mm-hmm.
Go there. Go to the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network page and spend your money on a vintage OWE or OG The Struggle before it became Tag Struggle 3 and get yourself some stuff of that. T-shirts, tank tops, baby onesies.
You know who was a onesie?
You?
Yeah. You know who wasn't a onesie?
Me?
No, the Bills.
Yeah. Green Bay Packers won too.
47-10. Like, Brees didn't even throw a touchdown and still won.
Really? He didn't?
No. 6 rushing touchdowns.
Impressive.
Yeah. Most. Our fourth string running back got a touchdown. That's still more than LeSean McCoy got.
Is that because you were resting the first three?
No, Ingram had 2. I believe Kamara had 1. The third, Daniel Lasco, was sent to the hospital.
Jesus.
He got hit and he had ends up having a bulging disc in his back. It was taken out. But then our fourth string just decided to run, like, at least half the field for a touchdown. Yeah.
I'll teach him.
Yeah. It was nice.
Yes,
and dare
yes.
I say, they're Buffalo's up on a 3-0 lead, so...
Talk about a comeback.
Right? You know, coming from behind on that one. In the an opposing team's field, and, you know, it was a character win.
Really showed what they're made of, you know?
Yeah. So, Philadelphia Eagles, we'll see you in the NFC Championship game.
You calling it here?
Well, I'm calling it right here. We're going to win the Super Bowl, baby.
Okay, you heard it here first. I'm going to pick literally any other team to win. We'll see who wins. We'll place our usual bet, a pint of beer.
What was our last bet, by the way?
Oh, we talked about who we thought were going to be in the finals the week one, and I picked, like, Washington Redskins versus, like, the...
Yeah, and they're 4-5.
Against the Tennessee Titans, I believe.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't take this stuff seriously at all.
So
mine's out, for sure. Against the Cleveland Browns.
So if the Saints don't win, we'll just call it even.
Fair enough.
There you go. But if they do win,
I owe you another beer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'll be a little bit of all right.
It will be a little bit of all right. People think I'm being a poor sport. Truth is, you just make me drink. And that's a little bit of all right.
And speaking of drinking, we didn't drink that much before recording this podcast.
No, I feel so goddamn sick.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I have a fever. I'm coughing out my ass.
Do you need more cowbell?
I might. Anybody out there want to send me some cowbell, that would be greatly appreciated.
The sounds of moo.
But, it could be worse. I could be infected with whatever the hell the Cleveland Browns are infected with.
Oh.
Winless bullshittery.
Total suckage?
Yes, I only have partial suckage.
Yeah.
And not the good kind.
They're playing like a CFL team in the NFL world.
They're playing like a Div 2 college Canadian team.
Actually, they're playing like a little bit worse than the Buffalo Bills.
They're playing like the little Giants in an NFL world.
Yeah. Huh. Giants. Even they suck.
But they gotta win.
No, they lost against the 49ers.
Yeah, but they have at least one win.
Yeah, but they still lost against the 49ers. They're the team that lost against the other team that never won a game.
So, but what you're saying is there's only one team that has no wins. That's the Cleveland Browns. Yeah.
But they also have, I don't think they've played the Giants. So if they play the Giants, I think Cleveland will win that game.
Yeah, there you go.
The Giants suck.
The New York Giants. Yay. Keeping football. Eskimos heading to the semifinals.
Yeah, Battle of Alberta.
Again?
Yep.
Who's coming out of that one?
You know what? I'm going to say Edmonton.
I can agree with that. They're looking pretty good lately.
If Calgary plays the way that they were playing at the end of the season, ooh, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Edmonton still has that offense with the Bowman, with the Zylstra.
And now that they're almost all healthy.
Yeah, with Riley giving them the ball, and they still have Jarrell Walker.
Yeah, it looks good. Deadly. I'm going back to what I said. They're two wins away from saying what I said back at the beginning of this season. I'm not going to repeat it. I'm just going to say, two wins away. That's a little bit of okay.
And they're also, you know what other teams are two wins away?
The Alouettes?
No, Toronto Argonauts and the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Because they're playing in the East final.
Wow. What a game.
Part of me kind of wants Saskatchewan to be Toronto because I hate Toronto. But then I also don't care because both cities can suck it.
Saskatchewan's a province. And yes, that whole province can suck it.
Is it really a province? To me, it's just one giant city.
It's kind of like the territories. We acknowledge it. We don't really like it, but we acknowledge it.
Yeah. I'm not even going to go further on that analogy because I can, but it won't be so appropriate, so I'm going to steer away.
When have we ever been appropriate?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm in a good mood and I don't want to be offensive.
Wow, take this in. Date and time, folks. Monday.
You have no idea what day it is.
It's the 13th of November at precisely 1952. That's 7:52 in medical / other time.
And anything not military?
Medical and military. That's what I was looking for. Wow, this sickness is kicking my ass.
Gold jacket, green jacket. Who gives a shit?
Point is, yes.
Speaking of giving a shit, Neville gives a shit about being in WWE, as he's reported. He's going to be back with the main roster within the month. That's what the report's saying.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was a good segue, might I add.
It's not bad,
apparently, the rumors of him and Enzo not liking each other, not true at all.
Well, it's the same if you listen to that Talk is Jericho podcast with Austin Aries. It had nothing to do with Enzo. I guess that was before the point. But
no,
it had nothing to do with Neville. It had nothing to do with him losing. It just, they had nothing for him.
No. Here's an idea. A lot of things kind of made no sense on there where Aries was told by Vince that he was a natural on commentary.
Yeah.
So why the fuck do we still have Byron Saxton?
Why the fuck do we still have Booker T?
Because he sounds like an idiot and sometimes it actually kind of is funny.
Yeah, but it's awful.
Yeah, but it was like watching Mike Adamley. Like, he sucked a lot. But the fact that he's just embarrassing himself in front of millions of people is kind of funny.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And,
keep it with commentators.
Shucky ducky quack quack.
Yeah, I guess. Piers Morgan is butthurt over some grave comments Corey Graves made. And I think it's hilarious. Because Piers Morgan, who is supposedly a controversial figure, is trying to attack him. And Corey Graves is just laughing it off and just burning him just as bad. Without even trying. All I gotta say is, this Piers Morgan guy, fuck off, you dirty fucking wanker.
Yeah.
Stick to what you know, being hated by everybody in the UK.
Yeah, but is that really a bad thing?
No, it just makes headlines.
Yeah. I mean, like, UK is like the king of like Coolville.
Sure. Sure. But back to your point about Neville coming back. Owens and Zayn recently went off script when they were at Manchester and actually were sent home from the Europe tour.
Well, exactly. Nobody wants to be in England.
Yeah, not even Canadians. Yeah. Part of the Commonwealth, and we're like, ah, no thanks. We've already got one.
They don't even have egos, man. They're not that cool.
Well, fuck them, then.
Exactly.
But I do think it's funny that Owens and Zayn went off script because they're apparently... and they're also apparently difficult to work with because of the whole Jimmy Jacobs and Neville incidents. I think that's, you know what, as dumb as it may seem to be, good for them for sticking their guns and sticking up for their friends. Nobody does that.
Guns. Jimmy Jacobs, part of the Bullet Club. I saw he did there.
Yeah, you saw he did there, yeah.
Yeah. So Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn just shooting at will.
Well, they're more shooting at WWE. But yeah.
But at will.
Is there a guy named Will there?
I don't know. But I... Yeah, I'm sure there's somebody named Will.
Somewhere, yeah.
Have to be. I mean, it's England. Will sounds like a stupid name. Just like a lot of English.
Can I ask you a question?
Only if it's personal.
Why the fuck is James Ellsworth still working there? That intergender match was fucking brutal. Why the fuck? And apparently he's been doing nothing but jobbing to the ladies, which, you know what? That's fine. But all the stuff I've seen, he jobs ridiculously terribly. Make them look good. He's making them look bad.
Well, the rumor is that he only signed a 1-year contract, and it's apparently coming up very soon.
Good. Get the fuck rid of him.
So.
Like, I don't mind. You know what? Even if he threw one strike in that match, cool. Get uber heat with him. Cause Carmella to turn on him. Cool. But the fact that he just made them look like shit and sandbagged a lot of them? What the fuck?
Now, did he actually sandbag, or maybe these chicks aren't as strong as...
Maybe that's part of it, but I mean, like,
it could go either way.
I guess, but he just, I don't know.
I mean, I'm never ever going to doubt the shape of Becky Lynch. Like, she's in incredible shape, but I wouldn't say she's a powerhouse when it comes to the strength department.
No, it's true.
Like, maybe if, like, but still, he went up against, like, I don't know, like, Charlotte.
Well, that's the thing. He actually took a choke slam from Charlotte, and he got maybe 3 feet off the ground. Either the guy has zero vert.
Woo!
But still, it just...
One might say he couldn't get a chin-up.
Yeah, fuck. I don't know, just get rid of him. He had his time, but, like, this is just embarrassing now.
I think he should start just imitating wrestlers.
Like, call himself the doppelganger?
Well, he can be Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, okay.
He can be Shawn Michaels and throw sweet chin music.
No, he can't. Sweet chinless music and throws it to the knees. I don't know. I just think the whole thing is stupid. But he's a guy I have not liked in a long time.
Maybe it's sweet no chin music. There we go.
Fair enough.
So this week, pretty good week coming up for wrestling.
We got Raw tonight, SmackDown tomorrow, NXT Wednesday, and then Saturday is TakeOver, Sunday is Survivor Series.
Yeah, both in the Houston area.
Both in the home of the 2017 World Champions of Basketball.
Basketball. Yeah. Houston Astros, 2017 World Series champions.
World Series mushrooms. Yep. It's a little French humor there for anybody who gets it.
Yep.
All one of you will.
I love how we're bashing English and making the French look like heroes.
We are most definitely not doing that.
No.
Fuck that noise.
But I do like French toast.
Crunch?
That too.
Yeah.
And,
I am excited for this, the lineup, though. The whole, the couple of switching of titles. Now Styles versus Lesnar. That'll be fun.
Well, and I heard a lot of the reason was the major drop in ratings on the Halloween edition, where they dropped almost 500,000 views.
Wow.
And Vince McMahon likes his ratings.
Yes, he does.
He's
a what have you done for me lately kind of guy.
Well, and it also makes sense, too, because you could have Jinder Mahal chasing the title when they go back to India in December.
Apparently he's busy against Triple H now. Yeah.
But I'm sure he'll have a match against AJ.
Oh, I'm sure he will every other time except for that one.
But, I mean, he's headlining one of the biggest matches in India history.
Indian history?
Well, for
yes,
wrestling.
Yes,
him and Triple H, I mean. That's good
big.
For him. He got
absolutely.
He gets a rare Triple H match.
Yep, and you know what? Just have him keep bagging away and make something of it. Yep. You know, get back to the top. Throwing out some love there for our Indian-Canadian brethren.
Yeah, the Calgary-born Indian sensation, Jinder Mahal.
Modern-day Maha... Raja.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with something else.
Okay.
Modern-day
Maharusev?
No.
Maha Machka? Yeah, modern day Machka?
Modern day Alberta Maharaja? I don't know.
Needs some work.
Yeah.
What am I looking up here? I'm looking up
War Games. Yeah, let's talk about NXT, because it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
The return of War Games.
The return of War Games.
Where we see Sanity teaming up with... going up against the Authors of Pain, who are teaming up with Roderick Strong, going up against the Undisputed Era.
Yes.
Now, the tag titles, I believe, are not on the line.
No, they are not.
Which is kind of surprising, in a way.
Not really, because, I mean, they're not three-man titles, so...
No, but...
I mean, in theory, if you have, say, like, a Roderick Strong and an Akeem win them, that'd be kind of weird. Be interesting, but it'd be kind of weird. I don't think you need to add anything else into that War Games match. It's my thing.
I don't know. It just seems like the tag titles aren't getting anything out of it. Like, you know, like, you could have had this match and then had a tag title match outside of it, and it just, I don't know.
So, I missed this match being, announced, but Lars Sullivan's going to face Cassius Ohno?
Yeah, I believe that's probably going to be either the opening match or the second, I'm going to say maybe second match on the card.
But doesn't Johnny Gargano also have to face someone?
Johnny Gargano was in a dark match against, against Pete Dunne for the UK title.
That's actually going to be good. I'm going to be looking forward
to that. But that is not on the actual show. That is a pre-show match.
Which is still fun. I'll watch the pre-show. And then finally, for the first time ever, they'll give me a reason to watch the
pre-show. And then apparently Johnny Gargano's going up against Shawn Michaels in an Abbaff challenge.
I'm also going to tune into that.
Should be interesting.
It should.
Don't understand why they're doing it, but whatever.
We also have Aleister Black versus the Velveteen Dream, which I am interested in.
I believe that's going to be the match that opens up the card.
I like that. That's going to be a good one. I'm excited for that one. Who am I kidding? I'm excited for this whole card. Well, you know what? Lars Sullivan and Cassius Ohno, I'm going to wait to see what they can do. I'll be indifferent in an optimistic way.
You know, I think this is going to be a very interesting match because it's going to be two different dynamics going up against each other. And I think this makes for a good matchup.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we saw Randy Orton against Jinder Mahal for a while, and we both said that the reason why we didn't really get involved in this match is because they were kind of the same guy. Yeah. Whereas a dynamic between, say, Jinder Mahal and AJ Styles works a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I don't even think it's fair to say that it's because, oh, it's AJ Styles. Well, I mean, there's also Randy Orton.
Yeah.
And he might be one of the most complete performers in WWE history.
Yeah.
So, it's just, you know, matchups, right? And styles make matchups, so no pun intended on the AJ Styles
100%
example. But yeah. So it's going to be very interesting to see just kind of the story and, you know, just what they do, because I maybe wouldn't necessarily book a finish to this. I would actually maybe book where you can continue on the story, because I think there's a lot more you can go with here.
Absolutely.
Now, I can completely see Lars Sullivan beating Cassius Ohno, because I don't see the point of this.
Cassius Ohno's come back to kind of not much, eh?
Well, I think he's in the position to help kind of put over people.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he's kind of, you know,
opted to do so.
The guy's like, okay, you know what, we know he's good. We're not necessarily going to make him the man, but, I mean, if you get a win over him, I mean, that's a good, like,
good push.
Yeah, like, it's a good little, alright, what's the right word? Catapult to something bigger.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, I'm kind of curious about the whole Jardy Gargano-Pete Dunne match and why that's not on the card. Because if anything, I would have just flipped it with the Sullivan-Cassius Ohno match.
I'm surprised he could actually go for the UK title. You'd think he had to be from the UK to get that title. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know the whole reason of why that match is happening. All I know is it's going to be good. So I'm just going to shut up and enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think more people need to do that.
Absolutely.
That's like AJ and Finn Balor. Just shut up and enjoy it.
Fair enough.
And then they broke the internet, so it's all good.
In half. Broke it in twain.
Yeah, the internet was broken.
Uh-huh, delete. So, women's match. Fatal four-way between Kairi Sane, Ember Moon, Peyton Royce, and Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
I'm actually interested to see what these four ladies can do.
I'm going to pick this one. I originally said I don't see how Ember Moon can't win it. Now, after that, you just did 300 or 400 plus days with Asuka as champion. I think Peyton Royce wins this.
And what holds it to Rumble or just before Mania, and then
probably the Mania NXT takeover. So NXT
almost cowardly hides away from Ember Moon.
Who dat city?
Yeah.
She'll hold it to the Battle of the Bayou. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
She'll go shrimping.
She'll go shrimping for a ass kicking.
Sure. Should be a shrimp boat captain.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, it'll be interesting because I think Kairi Sane is not going to take a pin. I don't think they want to do anything that will take away from her yet. I think Nikki Cross will probably take the pin if Peyton Royce wins. If Peyton Royce doesn't win, I think she does take the pin.
Fair enough. And then NXT title match. Andrade Cien Almas versus Drew McIntyre.
I think this actually might be the match of the night.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm loving Andrade Cien Almas lately.
Yes.
I'm thinking he's just on a roll with Austin Aries' wife, Thea Trinidad, in his corner.
Yeah, he is. On a roll with her. Rolling the hay.
That's just a very good pairing.
Yes.
A pairing that I would not mind seeing on the main roster. However, I also wouldn't mind seeing Cien Almas end up taking the title off McIntyre, only to eventually put it back on McIntyre, just to keep that going, because I do think he is at that point now in NXT. And part of me also wonders how long Drew McIntyre is going to stay in NXT for.
I can't see it being more than a year.
I mean, he got that much better.
Yes, he did.
From the last time we saw him in WWE, and man, that guy can be a player.
Yes.
Now, if we want,
also a wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just think that guy could be the man on Monday Night Raw.
Yep. You know, I can see them both.
Like,
either.
He could be Triple H's new authority pick.
Authority figure.
Like the guy that the authority picked to be their guy. Or he could be the next breakout baby.
Yeah, I can see him do both.
So.
And the main event, War Games match between the three teams of the NXT Tag Champs Sanity, the Authors of Pain and Roderick Strong, and the Undisputed Era, Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, and Adam Cole.
I'm making a prediction. Roderick Strong.
Baby. You didn't say Bebe for Adam Cole, so that's why I threw that in there.
Oh, yeah.
Bebe!
Because I was going to say it later.
Okay,
go ahead. I think Roderick Strong turns on his team, joins the Undisputed Era, and helps Adam Cole, Bebe,
there it is,
get the pin to win the match.
You think so?
Yeah.
So you think the tease earlier was all a facade?
I think it's a build to lead to something bigger. I don't understand what's the point of... I look at the earlier vignettes they did with Roderick Strong to make him, okay, he's a family man, he's doing this for his kids and his soon-to-be wife. And this is supposed to get you into his character. And to be quite honest, does that make you care about Roderick Strong more now?
No, kind of.
But do you not like watching him wrestle?
Yeah.
So I just looked at these vignettes from a long-term point. They failed on getting you into his character. Now people seem to be a little bit more into his character when he did the... Is he going to join Undisputed Era or is he not?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Now I think if he's going to join it and they become a four-man group, I think that just gives it a little bit more of a... Okay, now this group's here to take over.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Actually, fuck it. Pun intended.
Fully intended to pun.
Yeah.
You're so punny.
Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we have a pun. Yeah. So
do all for pun and pun for all.
Ah, ah. Should we get into the Survivor Series?
Sure. Let me think about this. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cruiserweight Championship, Enzo Amore versus Kalisto.
Which I heard is going to be on the kickoff.
I'll watch it, but...
I think Enzo keeps the title. And you know what? I think this is going to lead to Neville coming back. Maybe not at the Royal Rumble because it's not on the main stage. But I think we'll see the returning Neville at some point with a heel champion in Enzo.
Oh, fair enough.
Or Hideo Tommy, who's being rumored to get called up for a while now.
That'd be cool. That'd also be cool. Intercontinental Champion Miz versus United States Champion Baron Corbin. Non-title match.
Well, yeah, it's champion versus champion.
In a non-title match.
Yeah.
Who wins?
Part of me thinks Baron Corbin needs this win a lot more. But The Miz is just on another level right now.
He's on the Neville level?
No, he's on a... Don't have a good pun for that.
Okay,
so, you know what? I'm going to say The Miz on this one. What do you think?
I'm also going to say The Miz. I don't know, just... They don't do a lot with Baron Corbin. They bring him up a little bit, and then they just kind of get someone who's equal stature or higher, always have him lose.
You know, actually, I think a babyface is going, maybe like a Sin Cara or a Dillinger, they're going to cost Baron Corbin. And I think maybe that'll kind of then go into a different direction on SmackDown afterwards.
Okay.
Also, Sin Cara is also scheduled to have a U.S. title match against Baron Corbin on SmackDown. On the Tuesday before. So maybe we could see another title change because it's rumored that Charlotte could be winning the
women's
SmackDown
title.
Women's title.
Charlotte versus Alexa Bliss would be fucking sweet.
Yeah, but the whole idea is to not have Charlotte again going up against Asuka, which I think is a mistake. I think this is something they should do.
Yeah.
They don't have to do much, but remember what you got out of a teaser between AJ and Seth last year at Survivor Series, and then at Money in the Bank with AJ and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to have them really do much, but I think it's important to get that teaser to see, okay, do the fans care about this? But
as of right now, that's Alexa Bliss versus Natalya. As of right now.
Yeah, you know what? I actually like that match, and I hope they do that match.
I'm actually thinking if that's the case, Natalya goes into the match, she's getting over, and then she gets cashed in on.
That's exactly where I was going to go with it.
Yeah.
Have Natalya almost dominate the match, and then you have Alexa Bliss counter, get the 1-2-3, only for... Carmella to cash it in. I think this is the perfect opportunity for Carmella to cash it in.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, no one else has ever cashed in a Survivor Series. So this would be a first. Not even for women, but first for anyone. And plus, one of the big four shows of the year, I'd say do it.
Yep. And it's in front of Houston where you know it's going to be a big crowd too, so
yeah.
Those pops always seem to be big. You do it in front of a big crowd like Houston.
Yeah. Sheamus, Cesaro versus Usos. Da Bar versus Da Us.
So, the Bar against the Penitentiary.
I'm looking forward to this. Even though it's not two-thirds of the Shield, I'm still, which we talked about earlier. Well, I talked about it with Ms. Manaik, actually, last week, but that came true. But we'll get to that.
I also, before I give a prediction, if it's Charlotte against Alexa Bliss, I am going to pick Charlotte in that position.
Fair enough.
But in this match, I have a feeling the Usos are going to win.
Okay.
But to me, it all depends. I think whoever wins the main, which I believe SmackDown will beat Raw.
Yes.
I think.
But would you call that the main, or would you call Brock vs. Styles the main?
No, I think the Raw vs. SmackDown elimination is going to be the main.
Okay. So real quick. Angle, Strowman, Joe, Balor, Jordan, Jason Jordan, versus McMahon, Shane Variety, Randy Orton, Nakamura, Bobby Roode, and John Cena.
I believe Randy Orton also sets history by working in his 10th Survivor Series elimination matchup.
Yes.
I was watching Survivor Series last year on the network this weekend, and I believe I heard them say that he tied the record of 9. So I think...
Who was the record?
It's like just 9th Survivor Series match. Okay. Participating in your 9th traditional.
Okay.
I think Cena was one of them.
So they make a new record together.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. I also said I think. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, look at that team. Team SmackDown does have an advantage. Both youth and skill.
I don't know, because I think Braun is the wild card, too. It all depends on how they want to make him look.
But you have someone, say, Samoa Joe, even, you know what, Jason Jordan, goes to hit somebody, they duck, he hits, and then he just goes off and loses it, leaves.
Well, this is how I believe it's going to be. I think Jason Jordan is going to turn on Team Raw. And turn on Kurt Angle, turn heel, and cost Raw the matchup. And then we're going to see Jason Jordan against Kurt Angle at Royal Rumble.
That would be a good match. Those two can wrestle. That would be good. And then finally, that angle would be going somewhere. And pun intended.
Part of me also thinks we could be seeing a team, new version of Team Angle in Benjamin, Jordan, and Gable. Because we've been seeing Benjamin and Gable kind of being more heelish on SmackDown.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me the least to see the three of these guys pair up.
That'd be interesting. Makes sense too, but I like it. So that's your pick. I was going to pick SmackDown just because of who they have. I think between Cena and Orton, they can take out Braun Strowman, and the rest is kind of one-on-one. It can be done. What about the women's? Alicia Fox, Nia Jax, Asuka, Sasha Banks, and To Be Determined, who I've never seen her before, but she sounds good.
Yeah, she's a freak in the bed. No,
And then versus Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, Naomi, and Tamina.
The big dams. No,
I think SmackDown has the advantage on this one, too.
See, I think the fifth and final member will either be either the returning Paige or Bayley.
Returning Paige. If it's returning Paige, it'll be Team Raw for sure. Asuka and Paige will go to the end.
I think Asuka's going to win this match for Raw. I don't see how Asuka gets called up and put in this match and doesn't come out the winner.
Yeah, fair enough.
So regardless of if Charlotte's in the match or not, Team Raw wins the women's match in my eyes.
Well, okay, fair enough. If Paige comes out, I think the two of them, her and Asuka, go to the finals and they beat everybody.
Actually, the one thing I wouldn't actually mind is if Asuka and somebody else say it's maybe Sasha Banks be the final winners there, and then Sasha Banks turns on Asuka.
Set something up,
or even turns on Bayley.
That would also be good
if Bayley is going to be the think.
If it's Bayley, definitely turns on Bayley. If it's and then Asuka can still win the whole thing.
Yep.
If it's Paige, maybe turn on Asuka, but have her fend it off. Maybe get a quick pin, but go into a big angle with Sasha.
No. Maybe. Another thing I'm also going to throw out there. Ronda Rousey is for sure training full-time at the Performance Center now.
With Paige?
Maybe with, I don't know. Well, probably not.
Are they making some videos together?
No. Kind of hope not, actually. it could be the submission sorority.
Porno.
Yeah, because that was almost a thing on TV.
Yeah.
Actually, it was a thing on TV.
Yeah, it was.
But no, I'm more or less leaning towards that Four Horsewoman MMA versus Four Horsewoman Wrestling.
That'd be good.
I think that's still going to be a Mania thing.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, I'm going to go Paige Asuka Mania then.
Okay. For the title?
Yep.
I like it.
but, yeah, I don't know. I just have a feeling we're going to see some...
Returns, debuts.
Just angles really turn into shape.
Angles.
But we're going to see some, you know, important pieces to a bigger puzzle.
Very good.
Play out. I do think Jinder Mahal is going to be somewhat involved in the AJ Styles Brock Lesnar match.
Fair enough.
Whether he's costing AJ Styles the match or...
Did he cross Lesnar?
Yeah, I'm just thinking something is going to happen there.
So, who do you think wins that match then?
I think, well, how do you not pick Brock Lesnar?
I'll pick AJ Styles then.
Because, well, I mean, just what point does having Brock lose make?
If he gets jumped by Jinder Mahal, because he's trying to make a statement. I'm not saying I'm right.
Now, here's the thing. What happens if the Shield...
Which, by the way, Shield versus New Day is a thing now.
Yeah, Shield wins because...
Yeah, it's because of Shield. You can't have the Shield come in and lose.
Well, I mean, it's their fifth anniversary of their debut.
Plus, it'll be the first official of the three of them as a team in an actual match. So, they win.
Also, I wouldn't be surprised if we see the Shield beat up Brock Lesnar.
You think so? Interesting. If... Match gets called.
If you're going to set up potentially Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, this could be a way to do it.
Yeah, fair enough. If you have, that case, revise it and have Jinder Mahal come in and attack AJ Styles, attack both of them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Brock starts to get up on them. Mm-hmm. And then looks like the Hounds of Justice come down to almost help make the save. And they turn.
I'm also going to make one prediction, too, that I probably won't happen, but I'm going to say that because I kind of hope it does. Maybe the Bar does beat the Usos, but the Revival comes back and beats down the Bar.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. That would be forever the
Revival. I'm just saying a bunch of shit right now so we can all say you heard it here first.
Yeah, FTRR, for sure.
I know what that means.
Yeah, do you know what that means?
Do you know what that means?
I know what that means. Do you know what that means?
I know what that means.
Okay.
I mean,
speaking of we know what that means, Paige is back finally in the newspapers, well, our headlines. Sean Martin's.
In the... Hey. Yeah.
And back in his sights. She's apparently now single. And Sean Martin's. Headline news.
And ready for action.
Yes, indeed.
She's single, focused, and ready to get back in the squared circle of lust.
Love, lust, gluttony. She's single, ready to mingle. She's young, dumb, and she wants to be full of cum.
She wants to get some raw action back in her life.
Yeah. Or get the SmackDown live.
And in living color?
Sure. Well, I mean, Austin Creed, say no more.
Yeah, that's where I was going. There you go, yeah. It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Here, unrelated note, Impact has officially moved to Ontario, Canada. So we could finally start seeing some guys from Smash Pro Wrestling or... what else is down there? Destiny,
Border City.
Yep. Maybe see our buddy Johnny Devine.
Maybe also see Santino's school get some...
Battle Arts Academy?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of Detroit and Toronto.
Some guys from the East, maybe Marcus Burke.
Maybe even some Quebec.
Yeah. Quebecers?
The Vegan Warrior.
Yeah, Marcus Burke. Maybe even a Youngblood?
No.
Fuck that guy.
No.
Fuck that guy.
Maybe Madison Miles.
Yeah, she would be a very good addition.
Mm-hmm.
She's already proved she can do a tremendous head bump. That was fantastic.
Yes.
Good for her.
Way to give good head bumps.
That's all I'm going to say about that because you're 17. Yeah.
And she's also Youngblood's girlfriend, so we can rib them.
Yeah, that too, I guess.
Yeah.
More so the first one.
Where we can rib our friends.
The guy that you dropped the tag title on from our first win at the...
I dropped both
title.
Of them.
That was so funny. Especially because I had him in a sleeper all day. He was...
And he was stuck in between two ladders.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
Good times.
A little bit of all right.
A little bit of all right. Struggle-licious even. Ric Flair's 30 for 30.
Yeah. It's out.
Fantastic. If you haven't watched it, stop what you're doing. Go watch it now.
Well, then
we'll wait.
I'll stop.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Yeah, I have it on PBR, so.
Yeah, watch as soon as you can. It's like an hour and a half. Yeah. I'm only halfway through so far, but it is so good.
I had to get my stuff ready for the podcast, so I had to sacrifice.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It's all about the struggle. The fans of the struggle.
The struggleites? The strugglicious bitches?
No.
Sweet bitches? The two sweet bitches?
Yeah, there's something. There has to be something with that, too.
Yeah. Two sweet bitches.
We will come up with something.
We'll think. You know what? Send in your stuff to at TagStruggleSOS on the
You know what? Inflate Mike the Ref's Twitter email, which I think you can get at, like, what? The blown calls at gmail.com.
Blow me with calls. Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
But yeah, just spam the shit out of his stuff.
All of it. Give him ideas what we should be calling our fans. Yeah. What about rocket strappers? No one's done that.
Right.
Should we move on to hockey?
Okay.
So, how about that trade, eh?
Yeah. Matt Douche in for a lot.
Kyle Turris.
Well, it's a three-way trade.
And a ton of players, including the Hamburglar and some picks.
You know who wins in three ways? This guy.
Yeah, you do. So, Colorado, Nashville, and Ottawa made big old trade skis.
Because what, it was Duchesne going from Colorado to Ottawa. Kyle Turris going from Ottawa to Nashville.
Yeah, and then there's three prospects. Then there's McCammond.
There's Andrew Hammond.
Sorry, Hammond. I don't know why I said
McCammond. They got a first and, I believe, a second-round pick.
First and a third from Ottawa and a second from Nashville. So, Colorado, you know, good for you, Joe Sakic, for holding out. You cleaned up on this one.
Yep, and apparently Hammond could be on the move. And because apparently he is still with Ottawa's farm club on loan from the Avalanche.
Yes.
So, look for a potential move from Andrew Hammond somewhere else. So,
speaking of which, Ottawa versus Colorado, they play each other. And Duchesne gets to play his old team for the first time in Stockholm. My question, why? Why are we building up markets across the season when the ones here need to build up?
Well, when you think about it, too, the people of the players that are the head of operations for Ottawa, Daniel Alfredson, Swedish. Peter Forsberg for Colorado, Swedish.
Yeah.
And then Erik Karlsson, Swedish. Landeskog, Swedish. So the captains of both teams, also Swedish. There's a lot of Swedish players in here.
That's why
there's a lot of meatballs represented in this game.
This is why IKEA makes you build it yourself, and this is why neither team's going to build themselves a championship.
But, I mean, if you're going to do games in China, why not Sweden? At least Sweden's a hockey.
Preseason, though. Yeah, preseason's okay.
Yeah, but it's Sweden. They're a hockey nation, too.
I guess, but I just...
And it was a Swedish series.
But why not build up something like, you know, teams that need it, like right now, Arizona or Florida? Or, you know, I don't know, maybe...
Seattle?
Or
Quebec City?
Quebec City. Build them Nordiques up.
Maybe you can get... You know what? I think the NHL might actually be, like, a little bit finished with the whole Arizona thing. I wouldn't be surprised if next chance they have, that team is gone.
Yeah, I can see that.
As long as one of those other cities can have, like, an NHL-sized rink, I think Arizona's gone.
I was going to say, like, Quebec City is ready.
Well, ready. So is Seattle, from what I hear. They're changing the Key Arena, which is where the Supersonics played, and they just turned that into a bigger arena. So
sweet. Team of Seattle. You call them the Thunderbirds?
No.
It's never been done, though.
Yeah,
not once. What about the Seahawks?
Fuck the Seahawks.
Exactly. You have two key teams on the West Coast you really hate. Them and the Canucks.
I think everyone hates the Canucks just because they're the only team who needs to spell the city of across their chest and then add their logo.
Except for Calgary. Or...
Calgary just has the...
Oh, there was the one like a couple years ago. It said Calgary underneath had the sea. Hmm. I hated those jerseys. Bring back Hartford. Fuck.
Yeah, the brass bonanza. Bring that back.
Yeah.
Jason Gregor can't steal it for everyone.
Or bring back fucking...
California Seals.
Atlanta Flames.
No, I think Atlanta's failed in the NHL market.
You think?
I mean, I blame Benoit on that one. Yeah, team's just crippling all the way down over.
He really killed chances of people there.
I mean, they were like just
moving
slaughtered
on.
By a rabbit wolverine.
Moving on. Did you see the only good thing to come out of that Swedish game? The Swedish anthem singer wore a see-through dress and no bra.
Did not see that, but I did see the chick out of Vegas completely rechange the Canadian national anthem.
That was interesting, too.
That was like the second time, because they did that when Vegas had a CFL team.
Yeah.
And the guy with the guy awful haircut just...
did it to Old Christmas Tree.
Yeah.
Which was brutal.
But also kind of funny.
Very funny, yes. Yeah. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. Good
we
stuff.
We still hate the Maple Leafs.
Very good.
Yeah.
Point is, Vegas, get your fucking singing fixed up, and Sweden, you keep doing you for that, I guess.
Yeah. More see-through clothes, yes. Sweden. More see-through
women
clothes.
Only.
Yeah.
And speaking of women, congratulations again to the 2017 Hockey Hall of Fame class, which officially got inducted this past weekend.
Okay, why is it also women? Because wasn't that mostly guys?
Well, there's Danielle Goyette. She's a woman.
But there's also, like, Paul Kariya.
And Timo Salani.
Wasn't Clark Drake in there?
Clark Drake. And the owner of the Bruins and Mark Recchi.
Yeah.
I can't believe I remembered all that. I'm impressed. So, congrats again to all of them. Salani and Kariya, Kariya ended up switching teams and played on Salani's team. And then... they wouldn't get off the ice. They actually had to be ushered off the ice because they kept just taking pictures. I think that's awesome.
Did you see the, there's one fan who actually went down to the, it was like a Q&A, and I guess she survived cancer, and she got a letter from Paul Kariya that inspired her to fight through it and was able to actually say thank you in person.
That's fantastic.
It was actually a pretty good...
That's really cool. Yeah. I like it. Good stuff.
Well, just saying, good stories. They need to be shared.
Canadian! Yeah. Helped us 2002 and 2004.
Yeah.
For the Olympic gold and first one in 50 years.
I was also the recipient of one of the nicest fucking knock the fuck out hits from Scott Stevens.
Speaking of which, Scott Stevens actually spoke to him for the first time since 2003 when that happened. In a congratulations.
Well, I'm sure they've talked. Paul Kariya just doesn't remember.
Probably not. Yeah.
Speaking of concussion protocol, the NFL has entered a few people.
Is that so?
Apparently Russell Wilson returned to the game on Thursday, and Seattle Seahawks failed concussion protocol.
Nice.
So they could be looking at a suspension or a fine of some sort.
Who would be suspended? Like the management? Coaches?
Well, I don't know if there'd be maybe they'd be suspended a pick. I don't know, like a compensated pick or something. I don't know how that goes. They'll probably be just fined.
Fair enough.
Yeah, they'll be just fine. And then Philip Rivers also entered into the concussion protocol himself.
Really?
Because he woke up today, went to practice, didn't feel right, so entered himself in concussion protocol.
Smart move on his part.
And then Devontae Freeman, from the running back from the Atlanta Falcons, left the game with a concussion. Oh. So, three concussions this week. And that's just a couple of the injuries.
Yeah. Damn.
So.
On to something a little more
happy. A lot of people liking soup this week.
Yes. On to something a little more happy. Marcus Stroman wins 2017 Golden Glove Award.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised on that one.
Yeah, me too. I didn't think he'd win it.
It's like when they have good years, no. But when they have okay years, okay.
I didn't hear who else won, but that was the only one I heard for Blue Jays.
Aaron Judge, unanimously the Rookie of the Year.
I wonder why.
Right?
What, he only got, 50 home runs? Oh. Peasant. Try harder.
Yeah.
And before we get into a sad topic, Jack Swagger signs with Bellator, which shocked the hell out of me.
Not really. He has mentioned that he was interested in MMA after he left WWE. He has one hell of an impressive amateur wrestling background.
Yes, he does.
So, not the most surprising thing. I think he owned the most wins in the heavyweight division in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State history.
Yeah, so. I don't know, it'll be very interesting. Apparently he's going to make his debut in 2018.
It would be interesting. I might tune in for that.
They also, Bellator, I believe, also announced a heavyweight Grand Prix to determine a new heavyweight champion.
Sweet.
Coming up. So if you don't know what that means, it's pretty much like a one-day tournament.
Well, maybe he'll be in that.
It'll be awesome. No, they already announced the competitors. So Chael Sonnen's actually in there. Frank Mir.
Basically all the guys who can't make it in the UFC.
Roy Nelson. Well, I mean, Frank Mir is like, what, a 2- or 3-time heavyweight champion?
No, they can't do it now, though.
Well, no. But also, a lot of those guys left after the... when they had the whole Reebok.
Reebok fiasco?
Sponsorship.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just left there because they didn't want to deal with the politics anymore.
Politiken.
Yeah. So, trying to think. King Molawal also in there.
Oh, very good.
I want to say Fedor, but I'm not too sure.
What about Bobby Lashley?
No, I don't think he is. Maybe Bobby Lashley and Jack Swagger can have a heavyweight.
I would tune in for that.
Huh?
Or maybe Jack Swagger, CM Punk.
Well, no, different weight categories. And then I believe CM Punk still could have a match in the UFC.
I guess.
So yeah. What is your sad news?
The unfortunate passing of Roy Halladay.
Yes.
That sucks. He's honestly, other than Roger Clemens, growing up, he was the only other pitcher I knew.
Really? Didn't know Penn Hankin?
No, I wasn't really that into baseball back then.
No. So I grew up on the 92-93 Blue Jays, so...
Yeah, you were old enough. I was literally 2.
I still
and 3.
I still have a t-shirt that's like back-to-back World Series, and then it has the names of all, like, going back with the Tom Hankey, Ed Sprague.
Hankey.
Yeah.
Christmas Pooh?
The Gruber. Joe Carter.
Yeah, he's
Roberto Alomar.
He's the only one from back then I remember.
Pat Hankin. David Steeb, I believe. Dave Steeb. So, yeah,
it's very unfortunate. Involved in a plane crash in the Gulf of Mexico. It sucks.
Yes.
So condolences to his family and friends.
Hopefully he is pitching a perfect game up north.
The great, great north.
Yeah, the great whiter north.
The greater, whiter north. Yes, striking out Jesus.
Well,
that sounds like a great album. Striking Out Jesus. That has to happen with songs by Ken Griffey Jr. and Pedro Morales.
Walking on the Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
And we can make some interesting one-liners on this one.
Yeah. So, that's all I got, bud.
What do you have coming up?
I have nothing the rest of this month. Gonna battle off this damn cold / sickness.
Yeah, because I guess you just have MPW in the Blitzkrieg 3.
The Blitzkrieg 3, which is ironic because 2/3 of Tag Struggle 3 are going to be in Blitzkrieg 3.
Huh?
And Tag Struggle 3 is going to add another strap 3 to the 3 of us.
And guess what?
Heavyweight title match.
I'm in a 3-way match for the provincial title.
There you go. Then we'll have 2 straps for strapping young lads like ourselves.
I'll be the king of the 3-way.
Yeah.
Tell your wives.
And I'll be in this gauntlet match.
Tell your wives and tell their best friends, and then we'll hang out.
Tell your wives. Have them tell their guys. We don't discriminate.
Yeah.
We just incriminate.
And you can just fuck off because we don't need the guys around us.
Yeah! That's all I got coming up. What do you got? Saturday, aren't you?
PPW this Saturday, the Leo Burke Cup for them.
That's still weird to me.
Yeah. I don't know who I'm facing yet. But, I mean, he'll probably lose.
I can see it.
So, because... and then November 25th, I'm forced to defend the title against Jude Dawkins for no reason at all.
Which title is that?
The CWC Heavyweight Championship.
Which you are currently the champion.
Yeah.
And will continue to be champion after the 25th.
For 2-time. 3 months. Exactly. So 6 months.
Yeah, I do think it's a little weird. Do you think he has some pull backstage with booking, perhaps?
Oh, I've been saying that the whole time.
Yeah, he just comes back, does a run-in, and then suddenly he's what now, Bruce Hart?
He just gets to do whatever he wants.
Well, I guess his time is now, right?
It's kind of like he's running his own show back over there. I say he's a cheater bear, but, I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, goddamn cheater bear.
Yep. But anyway, yeah, November 25th, Red Deer, Alberta. I believe it's, I want to say it's Red Deer Hall. Festival Hall,
I believe it is. Yeah,
so get your tickets.
You can also catch Sean Martins at both those shows.
Yeah, Sean Martins will be going after the tag team titles down there.
Yes, and so he'll also have our new merch.
Well, we will have our new merch.
Well, you two of you. I will not.
Yeah,
I'll be wearing it though. So in support,
we'll make him some money, and the three will be the E there as well.
Yeah,
money three,
money threes. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I got coming up.
Right on. Shall we continue next week with episode 50?
50?
I feel like next week should be a big episode.
Be like the... Is that the gold edition?
Sure, let's do the platinum edition.
Is 50? Is 50 gold?
Sure, why not?
I don't know.
Make it a platinum edition. Let's make it a Tag Struggle edition.
5-0. Let's get arrested.
Tag Struggle 5-0?
No, we beat the Hawaii 5-0 already.
Yeah, we did. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Ago. Oh.
We beat Hawaii 5-0 2 years ago. Don't you know?
I do know, bro.
Ho! Sorry, I don't know what else. Yeah. Chico.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. On that note, I gotta go back inside and get a little more food and some drinks to fucking wake me up so I can drive home and just...
Wake me up. Before you go.
It never ends. Yeah. My life is a lie. Nothing is real. Oh, God.
On that note. This is episode 49 of The Sounds of Struggle.
Yes.
I'm a little bit of all right.
I feel like haggard ball sex, but hope to be feeling better soon.
It's nice to meet you, Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, I'm right. Fuck me. I'd fuck me. Check out the other 48 episodes after this one on iTunes, Google Play,
Podbean.
Yeah, they're on YouTube, but fuck those guys.
Fuck YouTube.
Yeah, RedTube's good though. So is YouPorn, and Pornhub is great if you want to watch The Kingsman.
Yeah,
true story. Look it up. High definition, great quality.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, you did.
Then I bought the DVD for $4.99.
Great movie.
Yep.
Anyways.
I got cookies, too, with it. It's weird.
Very good.
Yeah, I like cookies.
So, for two-thirds of Tag Struggle, I am...
I mean, with the DVD, because I bought Oreos.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
So two-thirds of Tag Struggle. I am the deranged one, because I'm goddamn sick. Maniac.
I'm a Pisces.
Chris Parrish.
Yeah.
The Pisces Chris Parrish. There's your new moniker.
No, because the Pisces is a fish. I don't even eat fish.
You can do fish out of water every single match.
No, not really.
Oh, it's your maybe, missing the golden opportunity.
You know what a fish's favorite band is?
What?
Drowning Pool.
There we go.
Yeah.
So are we real?
We're a little bit of all right.
But most importantly, we're spectacular.
Yeah,
you can tell by my voice. I'm super stoked. Yeah. Spectacular. Woo. I need food and drink. Let's do that.
Later.
Bitches?
Who's sweet?
Chest. You can feel the thing shaking as you're running out of breath.